Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And you know what graced my desk? This awesome CD. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the Field Brothers' previous work, then you know you haven't lived, really, and you've absolutely got no idea about the history of quality Australian music. Just in case you are one of those people, I thought I'd invite Mr. Paul Field along. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Yeah.
Now, I'm stoked with this album because a few moons ago, you did all right with the Cockroaches. And yeah, you had a couple of great hits and a couple of memorable songs that meant there was quite a bit of longevity with the Cockroaches. The Field Brothers album is such a wonderful growth and evolution from those days, but also with a new energy and a new flavour through it.
Yeah, well, thanks. It's that was, you know, through the 80s, 1980s here in Australia, we played pretty much every pub and club that existed around Australia and toured for a good decade. And as you say, we had some good fun. We had some great success, you know, platinum and gold and all that kind of stuff, and really had a great time. And that came to a natural end pretty much towards the end of the 80s. And I think the industry was changing, as well as we had a family tragedy. One of my children died of sudden infant death syndrome while we were touring. And so that took the wind out of our sails, and we pulled back from touring for obvious reasons. And so that band came to an end, and my brother Anthony went back to university, did a degree in early childhood, combined his educational background with his music background, and created a children's entertainment group called The Wiggles.
I'm not sure I've heard of them.
Yeah, and Johnny and I worked with them. Johnny's a great songwriter. He contributed a lot of music to them, and same with myself. I've helped them out over the years, and so Johnny and I have continued to write and perform in various ways and shapes and forms, but it's not since the Cockroaches days have we actually thought, well, let's actually record an album. And so over the last few years, that's what we've been doing, just putting songs down, shooting a few clips as we go, and we're kind of like those crazy neighbours you have in your street who are building a boat in their front yard, and you think, God, when's that ever going to sail, you know?
Well, you know, that's better than the crazy neighbours that build a boat in the backyard and then have to demolish half the house to get it out.
That's very true. So at least we at least have a pathway, and, you know, we finally, after a few years, finished this album. But in fact, the time we've had to create this is really good because, you know, we've been able to work with a lot of friends and a lot of great people as we've come across their path. So, yeah, I'm really glad it's actually taken a while, and, you know, the Field Brothers 1964 is finally out.
Well, I feel like it's been injected with a lot of life and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Everything we do is kind of that way, you know, and we're, you know, music has been with us since we were born, really. I'm one of seven children. All of us were taught musical instruments, and as I said, we've been, you know, recording and performing since we were teenagers. So, and yeah, when we're in front of a crowd, there's no nothing better and nothing more fun than engaging them. And so, yeah, I'm really glad to hear that is sweating through the tracks there.
Definitely, definitely. Now, it's been quite a long process, as you said before, going from the Cockroaches, which had a almost rock and roll thing going on, and then moving to behind the scenes with the Wiggles, one of Australia's great children's entertainment groups, and then coming back and doing big people's music again. You know, that's quite a large spectrum of not only of musical genres, but also skill sets as well. And I think that's really a credit to you guys. And it really shows that you're able to embrace the gift that is music rather than doing anything technically as such. It's more about I think it's more about feel and more about adaptability, which I think breeds a great album.
Thanks. I think, you know, the as you say, you know, you can do different genres over your lifetime. But the common element in a good song is if you're able to strip it down, either sing it a cappella or with an acoustic guitar or piano, and it still sounds good. And that's probably the common element in all the music we've made over since we were kids, you know, is great melody, and it grabs you. So the genre you can tailor with different instruments or different people you work with, but I think that's the common element, the appeal of the song. Country's always been there with us, you know. The first music we heard and got into was Elvis. And of course, you know, there's real rockabilly country roots there. And then the Stones, and they introduced us to Graham Parsons, you know, Hank Williams and, you know, Chuck Berry and all that stuff. So it's a part of us we haven't fully explored over the years. And it's like, you get that itch, you've got to scratch it. So, you know, it's been great, the work we've done with the Wiggles. You know, I was very lucky to have worked with Slim Dusty. We did a remake of Duncan, but no drinking in this version, of course, with Dorothy. And it's some great artists over the years. John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater. I was so lucky to be able to meet John, go to his place, record with him and film with him. And, you know, he's probably the best rock and roll guitarist, songwriter and singer. Yeah. And he's certainly a mixture of pure roots country music with a rock and beat. You know, and I know that you know.
How cool are the Field Brothers, or Paul Field, exactly? He's a great fella and very, very talented as well, with an incredible story that we've only heard sort of half of. So why don't you join me next week on My Real Country for the conclusion of this great interview. We'll see you then on Real Country.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Aside from a better night's sleep for both you and your partner, there are so many other benefits to treating your snoring. For example, did you know that snoring makes you produce excess cortisol, which slows your metabolism? So if you snore for a prolonged period, you may find you gain weight easily. Snoring is also a sign your body is getting a little less oxygen, and reduced oxygen in blood can contribute to arterial plaque buildup. These are just a couple of reasons why it's a good idea to try a mandibular split from Instantly Stop Snoring. 1-800-991-291. 259.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out a huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring, with your feedback always welcome. Head there now. Behindthewheel.com.au.